Emily, Seattle loves you.
That's a beautiful thing.
So the show is Friday, the 12th of November,
this Friday.
And you're also doing a little pre-show intimate concert for some mountain contest winners during lunchtime, too.
That's right.
At the Top Secret.
Much appreciated.
All right,
sure.
Emily, the new CD, Come On Now Social. Last time we talked to you guys, I think it was just coming out. And it's been just a little over 10 years since your first album. And I didn't really realize this because I know that when you first put that album out, only if, you know, stations like The Mountain were the only ones that really played the Indigo Girls, and now you're huge hits up and down the radio dial. But that first album sold like 2 million copies and got you guys a Grammy, and you were like practically right out of college, right?
Yeah, that's right. We were like 24 or 5, something like that.
Were you a little surprised by that back then?
We've been surprised by everything. I mean, it actually took us a while to sell 2 million copies of it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, we were really surprised at the success, and early on, R.E.M. kind of took us under their wing, and they gave us an opening leg on their tour, and that really helped. And there were just some things that gave us some momentum early on, but yeah, it was great.
It always struck me that you guys, kind of like R.E.M., always have just sort of done, you know, what you do and gone in different directions in various points, but you never get the sense that you've really catered to any fad, although you incorporate, you know, sounds and techniques from whatever's happening currently in music. But you seem very lucky in that you've always been able to just do what the Indigo Girls want to do, and it's worked.
I don't think that we'd be able to just be ourselves and not be able to do that. You know, it just comes naturally to us to just do our thing. And actually, the record company's been good to not meddle in that. And, you know, I think that they'd like, at different times, we never really had a radio hit. We don't really get played on the radio. Y'all are very kind to us. Thank you.
Well.
But we don't get played that much. We've never really had a top 40 hit, so we're a grassroots band, and we keep our career going by touring and making the records we want to make, and there's a lot of word of mouth and just, you know, getting out there on the road a lot. So that's the kind of band we are.
You know, you've recorded with a lot of big shots back in the 80s, as you said, with Michael Stipe.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens? I mean, do you ring people like Jackson Browne and Joan Osborne and Sheryl Crow? How do you guys work on that collaboration thing?
We do ring them, actually, but first we meet them. Like, Lilith Fair was amazing because we got to meet so many great artists and sing with them during their sets, and they sang with us during ours, and so we just had this comradeship. And when it came time to make the record, we just called people up and said, do you want to come sing or play on the record? And those who are on the record said yes.
Are you saying that some people would say no, Emily?
Not many people have said no, actually. Ry Cooter said no.
Really?
A long time ago.
Was that for scheduling reasons or philosophical reasons?
I'm not sure. We didn't really ask him. We just politely said, okay.
Sorry we bothered you.
He's amazing. I think that was on our first record, actually, 10 years ago.
So really, the Lilith Fair experience for you was like a big networking thing where you make new friends and then work them into your records.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah. I mean, Amy and I have always... Even when we were a bar band and making our own records before we got signed to Epic, we always had friends play with us in our sets. We always had guests come play with us on our independent records. So it's just that now we get to hang out with people who are a little more well-known. So, but it's just our spirit.
You've been friends since grade school, right?
Yep.
Okay, so is this a yin and a yang thing? Because not many groups or friendships last that long these days.
I know. I think it has to be, because we're really different. We write different songs, we express ourselves differently, and have different personalities. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for Amy. She's taught me a lot, and she's a great person, and, you know, I treasure our friendship. So for whatever reason, we've just been able to keep a balance going through all the years, and it's still fun.
Emily Saliers is on the line with us from the Indigo Girls. So is this true, what we read, that you live in the city? And Amy's more of a country girl.
That's true.
You sort of have different lifestyles.
That's true. Very true.
So what do you do when you're not actively recording or rehearsing or whatever? I mean, you get up and walk the dogs or go to the movies or go to the gym? Or
the dog runs out in the backyard, so I don't have to walk her. And I love to work out. Yep. I have a personal trainer. Who's
oh,
friend,
really?
And I like to play golf.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your handicap?
I suck. I'm telling you, I'm so bad, I don't even have one.
But you like it.
I love it.
And you don't get pissed off when you know, shank a shot?
Are you kidding?
So that's good. You have the right attitude then.
Beautiful day. I like to hang out with my friends and my parents and my family, and I'm a pretty social person, so just relax.
You know, Mike, my partner here, Mike, is a golfer, and I'm not, and it always just seems to me like, you know, yeah, I love being out in the outdoors too, but I could get some real exercise while I'm doing it instead of just, you know,
Well, if you play like Emily and I, you do get a lot of exercise.
That's true. I don't play golf to get exercise, that's for sure.
Just the scenery itself is great. Just to be out there is so cool.
Oh, it's just fun. You just get together with your buddies and nobody cares. You can mm-hmm. ride around in a little cart.
Do you drink beer, Emily?
Oh, you know, I can't tell. Yes, of course I do.
Okay, you're a golfer then.
Well, I have to say, I do have respect for any sport you can play and consume an alcoholic beverage at the same time. Bowling is in that same category.
There is a point of diminishing returns, though. You have to be careful.
Yeah,
about.
I've noticed that in bowling, too, yeah. A sport where you can drink and smoke and yet still play, you got to like that. All right. Well, Emily, what we're going to play off of this album now is, speaking of beer,
yeah.
Cold Beer and Remote Control.
All right.
And this is your song, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I didn't actually have one person in mind when I was writing the song, so I suppose it could be a man or a woman, but it's just about, you know, becoming despondent and sort of giving up, and yet it's meant to jerk you around a little bit, because when people hear that line, cold beer and remote control, it makes them laugh, but then it's like, wait a minute, this is serious subject matter, so.
Yeah. Powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we're looking forward to having you back in Seattle at Mercer Arena Friday night.
Great band, the Butchies, are going to open the show, and they're formerly some members of Team Drash, and they're from the Northwest, so they're a great band, so catch them there at 8 o'clock.
Gosh, that was my nickname when I was a kid, Butchie.
Butchie?
Now I really have to go.
It's a cute name, and they're a great band.
Huh. Emily, thanks for checking in. We'll see you this Friday.
Thanks, y'all.
Thanks.
Bye, Emily.
Bye.
And this is one of Emily's. She's a golfer. Who knew?
I didn't.
This is one of her songs from the new CD, Come On Now Social, on New Music Tuesday, The Indigos, on 103.7 FM, The Mountain.